There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the deal we got? I mean, the deal we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
Right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here on this Monday. And I mentioned earlier in the show, we talk about the schedule this week. So coming up on Thanksgiving Day, as we do, Fisher House, their special that runs for Thanksgiving. And I've said this in the past. The easiest way for folks to understand it, I think, is what Ronald McDonald Houses are to hospitals, women and children's hospitals, to have a place, a home for those families to be nearby where their loved ones are getting treatment. Fisher House is the same for our veterans and veterans families. You know, we do mostly focus on local charities around here, but once a year, you know, or like a few times a year, we talk about Fisher House nationally. Go look at their information, then listen to the show on Thursday. You'll see what I'm talking about. That's going to be running on Thanksgiving, and we can also even put some of those shows up online if you want to. All right, reminder two, phone number hadn't changed 16 years of 343-0106 for a phone call or a text, 343-0106-251. And also, so if you use the FM Talk 106.5 app, you can always leave us a talkback message. All right, these microphones in here aren't new. She's been here once or 20, 30, 50 times. Teresa Taylor, you've heard her voice before here, but I don't know if you know, she's a U.S. Coast Guard Gold Star wife, Green and Gold congressional aide, and veteran advocate. And good to see you.
Same here.
Good to get you back in studio.
Absolutely.
Talk about this before we even get... So you're working with Congressman Moore's office. We're going to talk about some veterans issues here. Mm-hmm. But you're a Gold Star wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I remember the story, but people who don't, the loss of your husband.
Yeah. Yeah. It was back in 2012, which, you know, in these cases seems like a long time ago and at the same time yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah.
All at once. But yeah, he was a H-865 aircraft commander. He arrived at that after going through OCS. We met in college sweethearts.
Okay.
He was a CJ major, but grew up a military brat, you know, understood the military and what all it offers. But, you know, he did traditional college and then, like all college graduates, quickly realized, I need a job.
Yeah.
And so he started looking around, had some ideas, and then he finally was like, you know, I graduated. I think I might apply to OCS. And I didn't grow up with any military bearing. So I said,
what does OCS stand for?
Yes. And I'm like, what is that even all about? So he explained it. And again, it's like all these doors opened for him quite quickly. And he just applied to the Coast Guard. He said, I like their mission. I think it'd always be cool to live near the water. I think I'm just going to apply to the Coast Guard. Let's see what happens. And again, doors opened. He got in around that same time I was finishing up my student teaching. And he graduated from OCS and at the same time realized he also got into flight school.
Okay.
So we're newly married. We don't know what we're doing. And we moved down to NAS Pensacola. He's like, I have to report in a few weeks. And... I'm like, okay, sounds fun. It's near the beach, right?
Yeah.
You know, like, then you look back and you're like, really? Like, how did we honestly didn't know what we were doing? But we loved each other and we were ready. And so we did it. And so I got a little teaching job and he set out. He flew through flight school. At the time he was winged, he was the youngest ensign.
Really?
To be winged in the Coast Guard.
He flew through flight school.
He literally did. I mean, it was just like, a lot of times just with instructors, it's almost like a bureaucracy type thing where it's no one's fault how fast you go through. Mm-hmm. You know, but he just, you know, we'd like to say lucked up and things just went really fast for him. So within 1 year, got our first duty station in Savannah, Georgia. And so he'd earned his wings.
What aircraft is it?
The HH-65. So it's the one right we still see it around here. It's mm-hmm. the red one, the smaller one.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was his aircraft he wanted to. Again, sometimes if you make it to flight school, then you're not even so picky about.
Yeah, just give me something to fly.
Just give me something to fly. Yeah, yeah. So he just kept getting his wish list. And, you know, so we, looking back, you still know that God was behind it and he was doing the things he was called to do and meant to do. But, yeah, he started out first duty station in Savannah, Georgia, learned how to be an officer and all the things that go along with that. Yeah. He was always disappointed when he just didn't get to, you know, fly around. And,
he hated the management desk work. Yes.
Yeah, the management, yes. The admin, uh-huh. He was never very much a fan of that, but then learned that's part of it, and he was good at that. He was so much a people person, fun to be around. He just was one of those people you couldn't help but not like him, just had this magnetic personality. So he had not a hard time actually, you know, doing the office work because he was just kind of fun to be around. So we did that for 4 years, stayed in Savannah, Georgia, fun time there. You know, it's a beautiful place. Mm-hmm. Right before we got new orders to our next station, found out we were pregnant with our first child. So, you know, life changes again dramatically. Yes. So we're moving across country all the way to San Francisco, California. So wow. You get culture shock, parent, shock.
Yeah,
I mean, so all the things were thrown at us. So it kind of went from, you know, just this golden smooth path to this rocky, very difficult, it shifted really quickly. And, you know, that's how life does it. And looking back now, I know that God used that in my life particularly to prepare me really for what was coming. Because mm-hmm. we endured a lot of hard things while we were out there, but we really learned to do it as a couple. And we really learned this is what marriage is about. It's the hard stuff, and mm-hmm. it's the times where it's not pretty. And again, it was hard, but we made it through. It was a lot of struggles. But again, we grew a lot. Mm-hmm. And we had now a baby, and he was growing as well. So we stayed there for a couple years. When he was about 2 years old, the baby, we got orders here to Mobile. It was the year after Katrina. Mm-hmm. So people are like, why are you moving to Mobile? Like, mm-hmm. we just got hit by a hurricane. Like, why of all places would you right. move down here? Well, home is where the Coast Guard sends you.
Mm-hmm. Pretty big.
So, yeah, it wasn't our first choice. But, oh, well, you know, here we go. So we get down here, and life is pretty good. Even, you know, in that. The weird economic climate. It was right before the housing bubble. Mm-hmm. You know, it was. Yeah, again, we did it, you know, but we had kids. It was the time to build our young family. And it's a great place to raise a family. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm still here.
Yeah.
But again, long story short, he keeps going through the process of being an aircraft commander. He does that for quite a few years. He loves being an instructor pilot. And that's what he came here to do. And that's the time where if you are in the fleet of the Coast Guard aviation, doing any kind of airframe, once a year you have to come to ATC Mobile to re-up your qualifications.
Okay. So and no you, matter where you are, you, this
yeah,
is where you come.
You come back through once a year, and then if you're a brand new pilot out of flight school, you come here and you stay for a much longer time to get familiar with your Coast Guard aircraft.
Okay.
So it's a quite unique feature to our district and Mobile that all of the country, you know, that has Coast Guard Aviation, Mobile is the hub.
That's why we see all those interesting license plates around here, too.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons. So, yeah, but he really found his niche. He loved the idea. His office is the cockpit, and he loved teaching brand new, fresh faces out of flight school. And he remembers when he was like that. And he just loved gaining skill. He loved adding up his flight hours. He just love flying at the end of the day. And he made the decision he really didn't want to fly a desk. And, you know, it's a career path choice in the military. If you stay in long enough, you have to decide Mm-hmm. Do you want to go to D.C. and do the more, you know,
the desk stuff,
fly the desk and do those jobs? It's just, and he just knew that wasn't for him. I supported him in that because no one wants to live with a husband who doesn't like their job.
Sure, sure.
And I was fine. He afforded me the, you know, the chance to stay home, focus on the kids, and yeah, so life was good, and we were, you know, really just doing the things young couples do at the same time. My youngest was 4. His name's Emmett, and the oldest, Evan, was 7. And there was a foggy day in February, and it still takes my breath. You know, we get that fog still, the infamous fog on the causeway.
Yeah, we've had it this last week.
The accidents and stuff, you know, it comes fast. It's thick. It's just kind of part of where we live.
Mm-hmm.
But it was one of those days where it had been questionable, but then it cleared. And so there was no reason not to go out for the night flight, because part of training is that you have to fly in the dark, fly in the night, because that's often when this stuff actually happens.
Yeah.
So training includes night flights. So again, it had been a foggy day, one where you might have thought, well, it could have got canceled, but it cleared off around, you know, 1 or 2 o'clock. So it meant, no, clear to take off. That's fine. So on those days, it means he stays at home a little bit longer, like to lunchtime or so.
Okay, before he goes in.
Yeah, and so he was there, and we got to spend some time together. The baby was still young enough that he was around, and I just remember it was just such a normal day, you know, and he just kissed me, hugged me goodbye, and he's like, I'll see you such and such time. We'll have late dinner when I get back. And he went to work, and training accident happened, and he never came home. And the trajectory of my life changed dramatically, and it's why I'm in this chair right now. Like, everything about my life changed on that dime.
Yeah.
And, you know, I look back, it's one of those things, some people still don't know what Gold Star means, and it just means that you lost either a spouse or a child in the line of duty.
Yep.
And
during
Veterans Month, it's one of the reasons you do need to stop and pause and remember the veterans are really only as good as the families that are at home behind them.
100%.
And they're serving too, quietly and stuff. So nonetheless, it was that knock on the door you see in the movies that you don't want to get.
Mm-hmm.
It's the club you're inducted into against your will.
Yeah.
But over time, what I have learned is that God has used it to make me stronger. It has served a purpose. I still don't understand it.
Yeah.
Don't like it. Yeah. Still would have never picked it.
Right. It's not
but
the one.
My husband lived in such a way that was so powerful, and such a passion for what he did and his love for God, and just the way he shared his life through service. It just never has been a question to me, like, what am I going to get up and do every morning?
Mm-hmm.
I have now had a clear mission. It's shifted. It's morphed. It's evolved, of course. But it's not been confusing to me about what every day really being a gift means. You hear that? I've heard that a whole life. But it means something different when it's affected you that way. So, you know, some of the stuff we can talk about today is the platforms I've been given, the opportunities to serve, have come out of that heartache and that loss and the bittersweetness of it.
And we're going to come right back for the break and do that, because this is like, I talked to so many veterans, I say, y'all keep giving back. Here's family of a veteran, a Gold Star wife who continues to give back out there. We'll talk about how when we return.
Good afternoon. I'm Shimon.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right down 122, FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along. Good to have Teresa Taylor in studio with us, hearing her story, a U.S. Coast Guard Gold Star wife. She is a green and gold congressional aide and a veterans advocate. Obviously, you know, it comes from her heart on that. The green and gold congressional aide, explain that to me. What's the definition on that?
Okay. So the green and gold congressional aide, and again, I work under Congressman Barry Moore's office in Alabama's 1st District. So there are green and gold congressional aides throughout the United States in various districts. I think there's about a couple hundred of us. It's our bipartisan. There's Democrat, there's Republican. Because truly, advocacy work isn't partisan. Yeah. When you're representing veterans and earn benefits and the issues they're facing, that's not political. So the program comes out of the Chief Administrative Office of the House of Representatives, and then you report to a certain member. So again, that just goes to show Barry Moore is he's a veteran, and just the fact he has and wants a green and gold aide shows he wants to give veteran and military members a voice within our district.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I come in.
Okay, so
I'm the liaison.
Okay.
That's it. So I am here, and again, Barry, it's one of these things Congressman Moore lets me focus on. Just veterans. So I can get really efficient at it. I can get really good with congressional contacts. And I do primarily lots and lots of VA casework.
Mm-hmm.
That's the meat and potatoes of what I do.
The veteran can come to you, mm-hmm. and instead of trying to figure out, you'll say, oh, well, you need a this and a this, and we've got to go do this and this, right?
Yes, absolutely. I can put constituents in contact with really good veteran service organizations. That's often the key, is linking them up with what's going on there and the things that their VSO could do for them. But let's say, and you know, we know the VA, it takes heat a lot of times, rightly so, but does a lot of good things as well.
Mm-hmm.
But we all know it can be a system full of a lot of red tape. Sometimes you can submit a claim or you can submit even just a question and it feels like it just gets stuck. You can't get an answer. That's just one time you could say, hey, I think I'm gonna call my congressman mm-hmm. and see what can happen. Well, I'll be the person you'll end up getting on the other side of the phone to help you work through that case. And we can put congressional interest on items, and it doesn't always even have to be like a big problem. Like, you don't have to wait until things get, you know, necessarily terrible.
Right.
But it's a system. It can be hard. It can be frustrating and confusing to work through. So it's just been a privilege to be able to help, yes, speak the language.
Yeah, you're the translator between a veteran and the way the programs work.
I am actually paid to be the middleman.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing. But it works, and it's been successful to date. I've been able to return $500,000 back to our constituents that are veterans
awesome.
Or military members in our district alone. And that's just to date.
You know,
so
I think about this out there. There are veterans out there that don't, like, they're going through an issue that would come to you, but also there are veterans that may need to contact you because they had forgotten what they were promised in the contract, call it, you know, when you raise your hand, take the oath, that's contract between we, the citizens of the United States, and service members. So what you're doing is you're getting what's given to you in your contract.
It is.
But people might, like, I didn't know that, or I didn't know that.
They don't. And there's generational gaps in that knowledge and understanding what is there. Some of the older veterans, they don't know sometimes all it takes is do this, this, and this. And this can be a much easier mm-hmm. way to access your benefit.
How does that feel when you do that for a veteran?
It's been amazing. It's been so much fun. And just getting to hear the stories that they share along mm-hmm. with, you know, because, you know, you get to have conversations. And again, it's nice to be able to walk in and meet with your representative. Now, again, Congressman Moore is not always in the district. He's not always going to be in the offices. But he's made it where there's 5 offices in the district. And there's 3 right here in our area. So you can go right down on Highway 90. And there is a full-time constituent advocate there. So if you have some paperwork and you're not good at scanning stuff or you just mm-hmm. don't want that. And again, many times older generation, they don't want to have to go to their computer. And I don't blame them.
Correct.
You know, like I understand just that. So you have that in Mobile. I have an office in Bay Minette. And so I service like that northern Baldwin area. You can walk in Monday through Wednesday, 9 to 5. You don't have to have appointments. And there's also an office in Foley.
Very good. So you are covering the area.
Yes.
So somebody listen to us right now, because we've got a couple minutes left here, but somebody listen to us right now. They themselves are having an issue
mm-hmm.
or a loved one's having an mm-hmm. issue. Just reach out to one of the offices and say, like,
yep.
here's what's...
You can do that.
How do I... Teresa, how
you
do
can
I do this?
That. Yes. And so I would definitely recommend go to barrymoore.house.gov.
Okay.
It has all of the offices, addresses, all the hours, phone numbers where you could call if you want to call me after mm-hmm. hearing this interview. Please call me. I'll be happy to talk with you. A lot of times it's best though if you know for sure, oh, yeah, I'm having trouble with this disability claim. I filed it a long time ago.
I hear that one.
Maybe check also with your VSO. Now, I am not a VSO. I can't do the things they can do. I can't see into the VA system like they can. That's something that is a little confusing. Sometimes people think because you called your congressman, then magic's happening.
Right.
That's not how it works. What it does work is the VSO can actually submit the things, the questions, the claims, whatever it is, and they can see into the system. But if you don't know where your VSO is, I can tell you where that is. I can help you.
So, yeah, somebody just comes in and says, Teresa, here is my problem.
Questions.
Here's my problem. And you can go, okay, well, you need to contact the VSO. Or you need to get this document, or you need to do this.
And then once we know, the VSO submitted this properly, it's in route, then I'll say, you know what, let's put congressional interest on it, and let me begin to work a case for you as well.
Very good.
So it just, again, it's
you're the translator, the liaison. Yeah, the liaison.
Right.
All right. Go to the website for Congressman Moore.
Mm-hmm. Barry Moore with an E, .house.gov.
Okay. You go there, and then there you'll find the contact info. If you are North Baldwin, it's definitely time to come see Teresa.
Yep.
But there's offices in Mobile and in Foley. You said.
Yep. And it's actually not even location specific. I mean, again, you can go to the to any office, but if it's a veteran case, it's going to come to my desk eventually. And that is, you know, I was kind of poo-pooing on, you know, we don't have as much face-to-face interaction. But the upside of that is I keep my laptop with me all the time. I literally do all my work from my laptop. So let's say you don't want to get in the car and drive to an office.
You got it.
You really don't want to, and you are great with technology. The fastest and the best way to reach out to me is email or phone. So yeah, the digital stuff is actually the best,
and
just not the only.
And we'll do this here too. Mm-hmm. We'll put you in touch with Teresa at the Congressman's office for our veterans out there. Thank you for keeping giving back to our country through
it's
the veterans.
My pleasure. I love it.
Teresa, thank you. We'll talk to you soon. Coming right back, more of FM Talk 106.5 News is next.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5. Call Sean now at 343-0106.
Right, 135 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here. Good time to check in with my buddy David McCrary at LCM Motor Cars. Hey, David.
Hey, bud.
Hey, we're just, David and I were talking about this week, of course, with Thanksgiving here on Thursday. Some might have the kids back in town, some family members back in town. Might be a good time to check out inventory at LCM.
Well, if you're looking at anything for any of those kids off to college, coming home, or, you know, high school, whatever, we've got a fantastic inventory. While everybody's in town, it's a good time to get everybody together and come out and see us. Financing's good. Our inventory's good. We've got trucks and small SUVs. I mean, we've got stuff for the girls and the boys, and, you know, a lot of fun stuff. If you're thinking about coming to my house, don't, because we got three kids there and all their laundry. So, yeah, Jennifer's going to be busy.
But if people want to come, you know, Yellow Clothes Thursday, but if they want to look on the lot and even before the kids get in, your website, man, the revamped website's popping.
It is, and all weekend long. I mean, my phone's blowing up all weekend with people looking at this new website. So if you haven't gone to it, check it out. It's, the credit applications and the leads that we're getting, they're enormous. And we can't put our pencil on it right just yet, but it is working. I'm not complaining. I'm just trying to figure it out. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's been really good.
All right. Tell folks how to find you. Well, talk about the website and then in person.
New websites, lcmmotorcars.com, same as it's always been. Just got a new system running it, lcmmotorcars.com. You can come see us in person. We're at Highway 90 in Plantation and Theodore. 1 mile south of I-10, exit 15A, or just give us a call, 251-375-0068. We'll be here till 6 every night this week, except for Thursday, but you're welcome to look at any time.
Good stuff, David. All right, get those kids all taken care of, that laundry, and we'll talk soon.
Have a good day.
All right, there he goes. At the headquarters of LCM, David McCrary. All right, I'm kind of backed up here on text here, so let me try to get some of these, and then we want to catch up with a couple of stories going on right now. Which, by the way, I saw Sean Duffy on the screen a second ago. And how does he lose? I know they're going to say, well, he's just living healthy. Sean Duffy, like he was talking about something, you know, obviously it is, everybody's going to talk about travel right now. It's the week you talk about travel, correct? Right? You got the, I'm sure the national news break. AAA says more, when are they going to ever say not more Americans? When they say less Americans are traveling than ever before, but it's that week. So they're talking about FAA and all that. But yeah, Sean Duffy is like, he's lost about, it's almost like, remember Al Roker when he lost all that weight? Kind of crazy looking. All right, but back to the text line. Then we'll get on Sean Duffy weight loss. Let's see. Yeah, back to the question here. Like somebody had posted, they were wondering if people are using AI to make their picks for college pick'em. I don't know that the AI can, the second that AI can do it, then all of gambling's over, right? You would think, that would be done. People on here, yeah, Pat says, if folks are using AI, then it must suck because I went 5-5 this week and stayed in first place. Yeah, Pat, you've done, Pat is the rarefied air at the top of College Pick'em. I feel pretty good that I'm at 27th place, but yeah, we'll never be top, I'm not top 10 material for sure. Let's see. Concerning insider trading, I thought politicians could not use their office for financial gain. Is that true? Yeah, but what, so, yes and yes, kind of texture, and this is, if y'all, this is a conversation we were having last hour with Todd Stacey. They're going to say, they're not, they would have made, you know, I mean, it's like Pelosi's husband. I mean, they're like, well, they would have made that stock pick anyway. So you can't, because of somebody being elected, that their loved one can't make a stock pick. That's the argument they're going to make, right? It's the old, like I said, if I ever got elected, I'd find the lobbyists that wanted to give me things to vote a way I was already going to vote. I mean, like, yeah, you going to take a lot here to get me to vote that way. And I'd take the stuff and I'd be voting the same way I would. So they're going to turn around and say, well, I would have made that stock pick anyway. But something has to be done. If y'all didn't hear another push at this, is this going to be, you know, is this going to be the daylight saving time thing? What I mean is there are these highly popular, right, if they poll them, ideas out there, and they will come up and they will talk about them in Congress, and people, you know, they'll do a panel on the cable news shows and this, but nothing ever happens because this is not new. It's a push there, to, a bipartisan push to place further restrictions on stock trading by members of Congress. They now say it's gaining traction with lawmakers advocating for the issue to get the vote on the House floor. Maybe it'll happen this time, but I've just heard, we've done this before and nothing seemed to happen. It says the House Administration Committee met last week to discuss reforms to the 2012. Okay, so that's when we started this. The Stop Trading on Congressional Knowledge Act, which, you know, with that, they spend more time in Washington coming up with cutesy acronyms than doing anything else. So that's the Stock Act, the Stop Trading on Congressional Knowledge, which requires congressional lawmakers to disclose any trades of more than $1,000. But not their loved ones. And they said it also makes clear that insider trading by members of Congress is prohibited. Well, they're reforming it. They've got some changes they want to make to it. And they're all like, oh, this will be the time they get it all fixed. I hope so. But I've seen this before. Like they, I mean, 2012, they told us they were going to get the thing solved, right? They passed an act. And here we sit. Let's see. Unnamed texter, I think, here said, Sean, with the governor's race coming up, I would like to hear Tommy Tuberville address our schools and how he intends to improve the system. Mississippi's fourth grade class is now fourth in the nation. Is that really? Wow. I did not know that. So it used to be when we talked about our schools, we could always say, well, at least we're ahead of Mississippi, but that's not true any longer. Remember we used to do that too on corruption? We said, well, at least we're not Louisiana. And you look at stuff here in Alabama, you're like, well, maybe Louisiana's saying that about us. B-Dark, what's up, B-Dark? Said two things here. If Doug Jones wins Alabama, it will show Trumpers it's over for real. Yeah, Doug Jones is probably not going to win. It's going to be interesting to hear his campaign. But like Jeff Poor and I were talking about it, there are other, the OTTs running, other than Tuberville's running here, I think, most of them are positioning themselves to run. If for some reason something comes out that says, the coach is, you know, his residency is really Florida. I mean, we've gone through all this stuff before, but if for some reason he'd be DQ'd, then you would be standing there waiting to, you know, step in. I think there's more of that vibe going on. But I do like just such a, still just an American that likes the process and parts of it, that I feel there has to be somebody running, there has to be a Democrat running against a Republican. It's just, it's healthy. It's healthy for the system. I don't like the, you know, even like inside the Democrats, when it was just anointed that Kamala Harris would be the candidate without going through anything else, that kind of stuff, even though that's intra-party, it's still bothersome. B-Dark says, Sean, play Alice's Restaurant and be happy. So, no, we play the Fisher House special here, B-Dark, but, you know, I had a lifetime in rock and roll radio, and I used to play that. Place I worked, we play that Alice's Restaurant. I did that many a Thanksgiving. People saying, I miss the Gold Star wife's name. Teresa Taylor. Yeah, Teresa Taylor, which, by the way, we have the contact information here for Teresa, and it's really, she's a constituent advocate, but she is this liaison, like she said, translator for, if you're a veteran trying to work through the VA, you have veterans issues, how do you get something done? Well, the beauty of a representative republic is you have a representative, right, for AL1, and then there'll be the same thing for AL2 and elsewhere. And so you go to that person. That's how you get your issue, you know, brought in front of somebody who could hopefully help you with it. Also, as we're talking about military things, too, I mean, several news stories. I think it came up on the national news a little bit earlier, but this is the official statement from the Department of War. This over on X said the Department of War, so that's for those of y'all that have not been paying attention, it used to be defense. It was war, then it was defense. Now it's back to being war. The same department. All right, this comes out and said, Department of War has received serious allegations of misconduct against Captain Mark Kelly, U.S. Navy retired, in accordance with the Uniform Code of Military Justice. It gives the code number. It says, and other applicable regulations. A thorough review of these allegations have been initiated to determine further actions, which may include recall to active duty for court-martial proceedings or administrative measures. This matter will be handled in compliance with military law, ensuring due process and impartiality. Further official comments will be limited to preserve the integrity of the proceedings. So the Department of War reminds all individuals that military retirees remain subject to the UCMJ for applicable offenses and federal laws, and it gives the code. So it prohibits actions intended to interfere with loyalty, morale, and good order and discipline in the U.S. Armed Forces. Any violations will be addressed through the appropriate legal channels. All service members are reminded they have a legal obligation under the UCMJ to obey lawful orders and that orders are presumed to be lawful. A service member's personal philosophy does not justify or excuse the disobedience of an otherwise unlawful order. So this goes back to, of course, the video we talked about last week, where I don't think in so many words, I mean, fairly directly, you had people telling members of the military that they should refuse illegal orders. Right, that whole video there, and imagine this is, you know, but with Kelly, specifically Navy veterans, we had other, I think we had, in that we had two or three veterans of the military, some CIA folks, a couple other things that put that video out, which by the way, too, that was interesting. We'll come back from the break. People have been asking, people like Slotkin said, what were the illegal orders given by President Trump? And they haven't been able to answer that. So we'll return to that when we come back. 343-0106.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 152 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Watching the news swirling around my head here. The most important things, the busiest Thanksgiving ever, and then turkey populations are down. Not wild turkeys, ones I'm interested in. No, like domestic turkeys, they're down. It's the hot, you know, the hot stories for Thanksgiving. So turkey numbers are down, but people numbers getting on planes are up. We need to draw that out as a graph here. We'll get to that in just a second. Also, I thought I knew where I was going in this this last segment. Then Dalton threw something new at me. Maybe I have time to do both of them. All right. So we mentioned what came out from the Department of War about Kelly, right? So this is Captain Mark Kelly. You know, the politically involved Mark Kelly, who is part of that video that went out. They were saying, you know, to refuse orders. People thought, you know, if you refuse a legal order for military members, right? So that video we talked about last week. So this comes out from official statement from the Department of War that they're going after him. UCMJ, they didn't give a whole bunch of details because they said something like, I don't know, we can't talk about it, it's an ongoing case or whatever. But they specifically mentioned Captain Mark Kelly in this. And then this story from over the weekend as well, that video that went out said, hey, if you get illegal orders, you know, from Trump is who they meant, you know, you shouldn't have to follow them. So this question came up over the weekend. I thought this was interesting. So Alyssa Slotkin out of Michigan, a veteran, said, she's one of the people in the video that said, you know, you should refuse illegal orders. So she gets asked this. Let's take cut one right here. Let's go cut one. Can we play that one? Why is it not on? I don't know what I have not done here. What have I not done? Oh, there we go. Let's take it from the top. I'll get this right, I swear.
President Trump has issued any... So let's talk right now. Do you believe President Trump has issued any illegal orders?
To my knowledge, I am not aware of things that are illegal, but certainly there are some legal gymnastics that are going on with these Caribbean strikes and everything related to Venezuela.
Okay. So, and actually, you know, I've had concern about the Venezuelan strikes as well, right? I've gone round and round with some of y'all on it. But she is part of this video that says refuse, and then she gets on ABC's This Week and says, like you just heard, well, Martha Raddatz asking her, do you think President Trump has issued any illegal orders? To my knowledge, she said, once again, to my knowledge, I'm not aware of things that are illegal, but there's certainly some legal gymnastics. Well, listen, legal gymnastics should be an Olympic event in Washington. A lot of that gets done. But she's on that video. She didn't get called out, but at the same time, maybe she'll get called out eventually, but this came out like an hour ago from Department of War. In the first sentence, it says, serious allegations of misconduct against Captain Mark Kelly. So we'll see where that goes. All right, let's see. Oh, thank you. Blake, what's happening, Blake? Captain Blake said, Sean Louisiana is still pretty corrupt. Don't worry too much. No, but you know, remember, like the person was saying, it used to be, well, at least we're not Mississippi in this. Now Mississippi saying, well, at least we're not Alabama. And on the corruption side, we used to say, you know, well, at least it's not Louisiana. And then you look at it and go, well, maybe we are on there. Yeah, and I don't know what this, so what's next? I don't know. I mean, Defense Department, or Department of War, depends on what story you read, has initiated an investigation to, quote, determine further actions which may include recall to active duty for court-martial proceedings or administrative measures, end quote, in that post on X. This is, I mean, it's interesting to me. I didn't know that you could be called back into active, so retired, so Kelly... And there were others. He's the one we're talking about right now, but there were other people that had been military members that were in that video. And I didn't realize it, but yeah, you could be called back into active service. It says here, so this is from Department of War, said allegations have initiated to determine further actions which may include a recall to active duty for court-martial proceedings or administrative measures. So you're retired, but you get called back in and you're made active duty again, so you could be court-martialed. That's a nuance of the law I did not know. So we'll see if they're going to do this. But you know what? They better get their ducks in a row a little bit better than they do now. And I know there's another chance to take a bite at the apple, but this semantic screw-up on the Comey and Letitia James thing, I mean, it's a fail. It's just a bad... I mean... To go in there, and there's been, you could have heard this coming, right? For the last few weeks, they're like, well, I don't know exactly if this is going to be okay with these cases, and maybe there's some problems with who's been appointed to do it. Well, it comes out today. The judge has dismissed the DOJ criminal cases. This is Trump's DOJ. Dismissed the DOJ criminal cases against Comey and James. Federal judges dismissed the cases. And Now, a chance to go back at it? Yeah, maybe. But I think there's some... It's not going to be as so. Even if they come back and get conviction on some things, if they do this again, it's failed. Lindsey Halligan, the U.S. District Court Judge, District Court Judge Cameron Curry said Lindsey Halligan, who's a U.S. attorney that was selected by Trump to prosecute Comey and Letitia James, was never eligible to assume the post. Now you're talking about an unforced error. I mean, you must have known this. Why do this with this person? Why? We'll get the spin machine on it and figure out what they're all trying to spin up by tomorrow. For now, Paul Feinbaum's on the way next. We're kicking off an Iron Bowl week. Should be a lot to talk about on Paul's show, and we'll do it again tomorrow.